Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
we don't even know him.
In my opinion, if you should, this isn't even a question.
I think one of your fans has a sign about you.
I ghosted in the past? Yeah, call me Casper.
Let's know. Just announced Kim Kardashian will be one of their hosts, but Deborah Messing tweeted out, why her?
Not everybody has credits like Will and Grace.
Ooh, no, you didn't.
Hold on, let me keep going. The reboot of Will and Grace. How do you cry on command?
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Pops, Morgan is off, but Hunter is here as always. All right, and Jackie Schimmel is back as well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me
Hunter
back.
Hunter didn't scare you off?
A little bit, but okay. We got through it.
Okay,
you made it through.
All right, guys, let's get right into it because Harry Styles just stopped his concert to help a fan. He gave someone advice. Who was holding up a sign that says, should I text him?
We don't even know him.
Can't text it too soon, and now I know when I'm thinking about double texting, and that's a whole different risky business. And now he's thumbs it, so technically he was the last one to do something, but now it still seems like a double text. My personal opinion is that if there's any sort of games, trash, not
I mean, I do like the back and forth that he was having, because that lets me know Harry goes through the texting debacle. Oh, yeah. Just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
It feels like he worries about like how he would be received in text too, right?
Oh, let me tell you, he could text me like a murder plot and I would go out with him. I love that man. I love the outfits that he's busting on tour. I'm just in love with him.
Yeah.
And I would like to marry him, and I would like to use this opportunity to say that into
Okay.
Camera.
I was like, we're not gonna talk about.
That's all.
This is you shooting your shot.
Yeah.
Aren't you married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
I would go the other way. I don't think he was that smooth. Like,
really?
I think that...
But I like that about it.
Stick to singing, big guy.
Oh.
Maybe he needed a break. He's milking the clock. He's working the stage.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I gotta be here for another hour. But,
Hunter, I think one of your fans has a sign about you. Are you a ghoster?
Nina, don't you dare start spreading that rumor.
You definitely are. I
know. Have I ghosted in the past? Yeah, call me Casper. But no, I do not ghost anymore.
Bull.
I sloused. You know?
Oh.
What I like to do is I like to have an upfront conversation. I like to say, I'm so sorry. This is not gonna work out.
Do you
yeah,
really?
Sure. It's hard to ghost when you're a public figure. Like you're on a television show. So people know where to find you. You know what I mean? The
right.
Person could theoretically go to the Nightly Pop page, like they could go to your Twitter page.
Don't give them ideas.
I'm okay, let's move on and get Hunter out of the hot seat. Oprah and Gail's road trip sadly has come to an end, but before they put the car in park, they picked up some fan mail and came across a letter that completely surprised them.
We have a question from three friends whose names you might recognize.
Okay.
Beyonce knows Carter.
And it's not a question from Beyonce. Seriously?
Well, it says Beyonce knows Carter, Kelly Rowland, and Michelle Williams.
They sent in a question.
I guess so.
Okay.
Hi, Oprah and Gail. You two have been friends for over 40 years, and soon the three of us will all be in our 40s.
Oh.
Those young girls are going to hit the 4-0.
Wow.
What advice do you have for three friends who want to maintain their connection and bond while always juggling and adjusting to the different seasons of their lives? Oh, and they also say, when can we go glamping with you both?
Anytime.
Yeah.
I also feel like this is not good advice because let's not put Michelle Williams on any unstable ground.
Don't do that.
You know?
Don't do that. Don't
That's
come for Michelle.
Mean.
She's an amazing performer.
Do not come for her.
Walker?
Okay. She failed one time.
On BET's 106 in Park.
Oh my God.
Wow.
It's happened.
Wow.
It's happened. Hunter
done
gave somebody a fact, child. Stop the press.
I'm like a damn encyclopedia.
I can't believe. What do you guys think is the secret to longevity of friendship? Like, how old is your oldest friend?
My oldest friend, I mean, I have the same friend since I've had, since elementary school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I kind of think that you can't trust anyone that hasn't had a long-term friend. Like, if you meet someone and they don't have one person in their life that they met elementary, middle school, high school might be pushing it, then you're an ass.
You think?
I think so.
In LA.
I think so. Yeah, I do.
Because
I think.
Y'all clap for that?
Yeah, clap for it.
I'm the opposite. I have no friends from childhood.
First of all, a lot of the people that I went to elementary school with were ass. So I didn't.
That's true. That's true.
The elementary school people, I ain't trying to kick it with them.
I only have two, to clarify. I only have two.
Guys, let's move on because Jada Pinkett Smith just celebrated her 50th birthday on Red Table Talk. I can't believe Jada's already 50. She gave the most Jada answer to this question, though.
Do you have a bucket list? That's a good question. I actually do, but it's just not physical.
Yeah, exactly.
I really want to learn how to love, but I know what it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just on the journey of really understanding what love is.
Yeah.
So everything on your bucket list right now is just part of your spiritual journey and your path right now.
It's a very Jada answer.
Barf,
you didn't like this answer?
Barf.
What's wrong with
barf.
It?
Live, laugh, love. Somebody put it on a pillow in Home Goods. You know what's the best part about that clip? The fact that she's looking at her mother and her daughter and says that she doesn't know how to love. Did anyone think that was a little triggering?
I don't think she's necessarily waiting until her 50th. I think she's been looking for love recently. We've been talking about it.
That's true.
Oh, man. Talking about a little entanglement. Yeah. But I think she's being transparent in it, meaning like there's a lot of us who love selfishly, we have one-sided relationships, like we don't love in a way that is conducive to reciprocity, right? Mm. So I feel
when
like
you
with
put
her,
it like that, Nina, it makes sense.
put that on a pillow at Home Goods.
You guys, let's move on and talk about SNL because they just announced Kim Kardashian will be one of their hosts. But not everybody is feeling it. Deborah Messing tweeted out, why her? And basically said Kim is not a performer or an artist. I mean, Deborah is saying what a lot of people are thinking, but should she have said it?
That was bold. I was shocked. I guffawed. I did not expect that from Deborah Messing. I love Deborah Messing.
You love Deborah.
I like the spice. Quite frankly, it was a little out of left field. But yes, the sentiment obviously shared by many. I'm excited to see Kim Kardashian host SNL. Kind of. I don't really know why.
No, none of us do. That's Kim's mystique in general. None of us know why we're obsessed with her as much as we are.
Yeah. Transfixing, some might say. I'm going to watch it. I'm setting the DVR. I want to see what goes down.
Yeah, I think Deborah's in her own unique category because not everybody has credits like Will and Grace.
Ooh, no, you didn't.
Hold on, let me keep going. The reboot of Will and Grace.
Wow.
We're not looking for the best actor. We're looking for entertaining.
Yeah.
I think Kim is going to be very entertaining.
Listen, I think people are going to watch, and a lot of people are going to watch just because they don't like him.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's not the strongest actor, but I think this is going to be a lot of SNL poking fun at her real life.
Yeah.
And I think the jokes that they'll have around, that they'll make towards her, and she's a good sport. Like, Kim, out of a lot of people, laughs at herself the most.
Yeah.
You have to be honest. Like, she pokes fun at her life. She's very transparent.
I would love it. If she had been taking, like, Meisner acting classes for the last 4 years, unbeknownst to the world,
she could
just goes, oh, one of these days I'll learn how to cry on command, and it's going to be dangerous.
All right, Daniel Day-Lewis.
How do you cry on command?
Give me I think about something really sad.
Do you have one thing that you can always channel and think about?
Yeah.
Oh my God, don't start crying.
Oh, f- do it.
Holy f-. I'm so uncomfortable.
If I had like a couple more minutes, I could make it.
Wow.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I got uncomfortable. Yeah. I was gonna leave.
I'm about to get this acting thing too. I'm about to,
you know. Oh, look at that!
That's good.
That's really
Put
good.
Put you in a soap today.
Wow.
All right. We gotta take a break, but coming up, if you're going to fake a photo ID, maybe don't use the most famous face in the world. Plus, we got to the bottom of what's more important, looks or money. That is next.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, welcome back. Now let's get started because apparently some people are just getting dumber and dumber. Oh, well, sorry, I got distracted.
Oh. I was like, me?
There's no one behind me.
I'm just joking. Okay, you guys, let's talk about this guy who just was busted with a fake Justin Bieber passport. It features a photo of Bieber, says he is 53 years old okay. and born in Oklahoma. Y'all, are people okay?
No, they're not okay. A self-assigned doppelganger is dangerous from the jump. It's like, I look just like Margot Robbie. And you're like, yeah, if you got like hit by a bus and you know, all of the above. If a 53-year-old thinks that he's gonna pull off a Justin Bieber passport, we need to call somebody.
It's less Whoa. Believable to me that somebody that looks like this would live in Oklahoma.
You know what's
That's
crazy,
true.
Though?
I'm just kidding, Oklahoma. I have family there, just a joke.
There's some really good-looking people, but they work at, like, Chipotle, and they have no idea.
No,
like, that
it's
doesn't
so
happen
true.
In L.A.
It's, no.
This is why back in the
right
day,
up.
People would go to cities and, like, look for models. And look. Remember, yeah. people would say, like, I was at a mall, and a model scout stopped me. Like, that used to happen in the 80s a lot, where people, like, scouts would literally go to other small towns and look for, like, the next big thing. Because yeah. I have a girlfriend who is from Idaho, and she'll post pictures of like the people she grew up with, and everybody is amazing looking.
It's insane.
Like, it's really crazy.
Damn.
And they don't, and a lot of them don't know how hot they are.
Oh, that's the best.
That's the best.
That's the best.
It is the best. You two are the worst. All right, let's move on and talk about Amber Rose. She's getting a lot of responses to a poll that she shared about what's more important in relationships: looks, money, loyalty, or personality. So she ranked them. Okay, so number one, she has loyalty, then it's personality, money is third, looks is fourth. A lot of people are calling bull that looks would come in last with Amber Rose. But if you guys had a list, what's your ranking?
Ooh, it depends on so many outside factors. You know what I mean? We're talking age range, we're talking like,
so you where know. You are right now, what would you rank the list?
I kind of co-sign on her list.
Really?
I'm gonna go.
Let's hear it.
Loyalty.
Be honest.
Oh God, personality and money could be nice at two for a combo uh-huh. platter. And then I'd go looks. Cause like, I don't really care. I wanna be the okay. cute one.
You wanna be, okay.
Of course.
Hunter,
yeah.
give us your list.
I think I'm gonna speak on behalf of a lot of the guys here.
Okay. You are not putting looks number one, are you?
Do
no,
it,
no, no,
do
no.
it.
I would say.
Be honest.
I would say looks. Shouldn't even be on the list. That's like a prereq.
Okay. Oh my God.
Okay, that's fine. No, no, that's fine. I'll take
security.
It.
No, I will say this. For me personally, looks, personality, and loyalty are all kind of three at the same. That's they're to me, they're all kind of the
they're
same.
They're all number three?
No, they're all number one. And then money, take it or leave it. Meaning,
yeah.
if they have it, I'll take it. If not, I'm leaving.
Okay.
I appreciate the honesty.
You know what? You're both toxic.
What about you?
What about you?
What about you, Nita?
Loyalty is number one for me.
Yep.
I think mine is probably the same as Amber's. I would probably go loyalty. Personality is huge. You know that personality is big
yeah,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Money is important because I want him to have his own. But right. It's not a number one because it's not, I don't need it.
You want them to be secure.
I want them to have their own thing because I don't, you know, I don't want to bump. But, you know, I want, you know, so I want him to have, and looks is, you know, looks is subjective. So I feel like this list is pretty head on for where I'm at right now. But there was a point in my life where looks probably would have been number one.
Yeah.
And then personality, money, and then loyalty was probably last.
I also think men are honest about it, and I think women are better at hiding the fact that they're also chauvinistic pigs, and
no.
They just don't tell us.
No, I don't think women are as shallow as men. I just don't think we're as shallow as you guys. And also, I think men don't really, money doesn't really come into play when men, like, I think, like, you see girls who are working at Taco Bell that will pull a billionaire. Like,
yeah.
I don't think guys care about money when it comes to women.
I've That's picked up a girl true. From In-N-Out before.
Really?
When I was younger, yeah.
Do you get a free double-double, animal style?
Did
that
you get
sounded
a free
dirty,
and, let
and I
me
liked
know.
It.
Was there extra sauce?
Extra sauce.
There was extra sauce, and then she got it protein style.
Okay. Oh,
ew.
My God.
Ew.
Disgusting. You are disgusting. We're moving on. We're moving on. Let's catch up on Love & Hip Hop Miami. Florence thinks her husband is cheating on her, and her sister apparently has some proof that he is up to no good.
You got some proof for me now?
I'm gonna call her. This is my friend who Marlon was f***ing around with. I convinced her to speak to Flo so Flo could know the truth.
Hello?
How are you, sweetie?
Don't call me sweetie. Go ahead, I'm
That's
listening.
That's the first thing I
Your
thought.
Your husband was talking about you. You know, you're always busy. You're always on the road. You don't have time for him and everything like that. And we was having drinks, and next thing you know, he started f***ing on the table. He didn't penetrate me, but he it's still the same. I understand that. I apologize.
Bitch, shut the up, okay? Because you let that happen. The moment you walked in there, you should have left. That's what you do as a female. That's what she is.
I will say, watching this, the first trigger I had is when the girl called her sweetie. In my mind, I thought, don't call me sweetie. And then she said it.
Yeah.
Like, don't, you did something with my husband. Bitch, don't give me any pet name.
But they're closer than ever.
Why is she mad at this lady? This lady doesn't have any loyalty to her.
I hate when women do that. It's the person that you're legally bound to. That's like the first person that you have to hold accountable.
What would you do if this was your man?
Murder.
Murder, murder, kill, kill.
Easy. With an ice pick.
You mean like an icicle?
An icicle.
Death by icicle. We're gonna take a break before Hunter incriminates himself, you guys. But coming up, things are getting a little robotic in the bedroom. Plus, a woman nails a new beauty trend. FOMO or no-no is next. Nightly Pop. Now, we know celebs like to make you jealous with their fabulous lives, so we wanted to get you in on it, and we're going to check in on some trends that you may want to avoid. It is time for
FOMO or No-No.
All right, first up, forget about robots taking our jobs. They might start taking your dates, too. A survey found that 40% of people said that they would be willing to have sex with a robot, and 39% said they even have a romantic relationship with a robot. Hunter? Going straight to you.
I just want to say, I think the other 60% are lying. We'd all do it.
People are already having sex with robots.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I'm waiting. If I see at this point Wally rolling around, I'm
that
gosh. Little
guy. For sure. No, how can you even say that about Wally?
First of all, Wally's thousands of years old, so it's not weird. Two, he's got windshield wiper eyes.
Oh my gosh. Hunter! Oh my gosh. All right, we've got to move on. They say beauty is pain, but sometimes it's inconvenient. After getting a ton of comments on TikTok, this woman wanted to prove that her nails didn't prevent her from doing anything. The one thing she didn't show.
Exactly.
Trying to feed a meter. In LA, you have to feed them with your credit card.
Yeah, pulling the credit card out with those nails.
I literally have to just take my chances that I'm not getting robbed and ask a stranger to do it for me. I'm not even joking. I have to say, can you pull this out for me? Because I never have change anymore.
You need some pliers.
Or you know what I need to get? Some tweezers. But who thinks, like, let me take the tweezers with me on my trip?
Yeah,
you know?
That's a good point.
So would you date a girl with those nails?
would I date a girl with those nails? Yeah. I just talked about Wally.
Okay.
Little arm tickle.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'd manage.
You don't have long nails.
No, I have short nails.
You're not a long nail girl.
I'm not a long nail girl, but, you know, I have follow-up questions.
What like? Is one?
How do you wipe?
But, you know, I'm always concerned about...
How do you wipe with those nails? You don't.
Disgusting. Yeah, that's how she does it. She rolls it around her fingertips and then drags it.
But then, that hurts me.
That has to be it. They're so long. You can't go up there.
No, you can't.
What?
Also, I can't imagine a worse way to roll up toilet paper around your hand. That's like...
You're going through one roll of toilet paper every time you go to the bathroom.
How do you fold up the toilet paper? When you pull it off the thing, do you do the one fold and then the second fold?
Oh, God. This is
too
much information.
Or do you do a wrap around the hand?
This is too much. This is too much.
This
is something
graphic.
I never need to know about anybody. I don't need to know your process.
I'm not telling you mine.
Please.
I'm not telling you mine.
We've talked about a lot of things on the show. I do not want to get into details of how you wipe your ass. I don't.
I am not telling you. I am asking you to tell the world.
Okay. I'm not doing this with him. I'm not doing this with him. Next, DJ and producer Steve Aoki never wants to let that beat drop. He went on In Depth with Graham Bessinger to talk about his plans for after he dies.
You know, the end goal is finding a way to live forever.
Explain where the Alcor Life Foundation
comes in. Yeah, so Alcor is a facility that deep freezes your body. It sounds crazy, but if there's technology to actually bring you back, then I could come back. But, you know, it's like the sad thing is I don't want to come back and, like, my whole family's gone, you know? That's why I'm asking my whole family. Let's at least all do it together.
Don't come to Hollywood. It's a weird place. Don't come here. Everybody here is
Stay
egomaniacs
home.
And narcissists. Don't come here. I'm telling you, it's full.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know what to say about this.
Speechless. He wants to make his whole family into a box of popsicles. It's the weirdest I ever heard in my life. It's so stupid. And that whole, like, Peter Pan living forever.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I think humans live too long as it is.
Okay.
I like it back as, like, medieval times. You're 32 years old, you get a cavity, you're gone 6 months later.
Well, then
that's ideal.
That means you got two more years to go.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop going to the dentist.
Well, look, you guys, that is all the time we have tonight
no.
for you. Well, thank you so much to our guest host, Jackie Schimble.
Thank you.
Jackie
joining us. We will see you guys next week. Remember to set your DVRs. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Yeah.